Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After countless court hearings, investigations, and a Netflix movie, a Massachusetts drug lab scandal continues to reverberate. The scandal, involving former disgraced state chemist Sonia Farrick, was the focus of weeks of hearings where prosecutors became like defendants, facing possible discipline for not properly disclosing evidence. Now, the Massachusetts Board of Bar Overseers is investigating the prosecutors. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following the hearings and filed this report.
The prosecutors are accused of hiding evidence to try to minimize the extent of Sonia Farrick's misconduct, which eventually led to the dismissal of tens of thousands of criminal drug cases. Former Assistant Attorneys General John Verner, Chris Foster, and Ann Kaczmarek face a range of possible punishments up to disbarment. Assistant Bar Counsel Stacey Best led the case against them.
Each of these respondents failed in their individual responsibilities and caused or resulted in the deprivation of the due process rights of the various Farrick defendants.
Farrick pleaded guilty in 2014 to personally using some of the drug samples she was testing. At the time, State Attorney General Martha Coakley said Farrick's tampering had gone on for a few months, so only a limited number of drug cases were affected. But a defense attorney later discovered that the AG's files included mental health worksheets, where Farrick wrote about using drugs for years. Ann Kaczmarek, who led the AG's prosecution of Farrick, said she didn't realize that the worksheets hadn't been turned over to defense attorneys. She was just focused on getting a conviction.
I was only trying to find out what I could prove against Farrick. It wasn't trying to establish scope and timing beyond what I could prove against Farrick. I wasn't tasked with it. It wasn't my job.
In part, Kaczmarek blamed a bureaucratic legal system struggling to deal with two simultaneous lab scandals. Shortly before Farrick's arrest, former chemist Annie Dukan was charged with evidence tampering at the Hinton Lab in Boston. Because of Dukan, Kaczmarek said she believed the AG's office had a process for sharing all the evidence with district attorneys.
I don't think of that evidence as something that should have been kept from them, and I don't think that was anybody's intention. I just think that the system failed and it never kicked in. I can't assume responsibility for that, but I was a cog in the wheel.
Also testifying that she was just a small part in a bigger system was former Assistant Attorney General Chris Foster. She worked on defense attorneys' requests for Farrick evidence. Foster told the state bar that she was a junior attorney in the AG's office at the time who was just following instructions.
I was incredibly new at the office, and I had no role in decision-making, and I didn't think I'd really get anywhere by challenging my superiors.
The third prosecutor facing discipline is John Verner, who was head of the AG's Criminal Bureau in 2013. Verner testified that some mistakes were made and that he relied on subordinates to make sure the evidence was disseminated. Verner's attorney, Patrick Hanley, said no one deliberately withheld evidence.
The contention that there was a conspiracy to hide mental health worksheets is absurd, and there's been no evidence of it. If not for the work of the Attorney General's office, the district attorneys would not have received 3,300 or so pages of discovery. There is one bad actor in this case, and her name is Sonia Farrick.
But Assistant Bar Counsel Stacey Best said the evidence against the three prosecutors is clear. During closing arguments, she became emotional at some of the lawyers' suggestions that others shared the blame for this stain on the state's criminal justice system.
The bottom line is that the rules and the Constitution required these lawyers to produce that information. It is not acceptable to put the responsibility on someone else. There may have been other lawyers who failed, and there probably were. But these defendants were entitled to this information from these respondents.
Reports show that public hearings and discipline involving a prosecutor are rare. The BBO initially refused to allow WBUR to record the hearings, but reversed itself and approved our formal request. The prosecutor's attorneys are now expected to present their findings by early January. Then, the BBO makes a recommendation about possible punishments, which goes to the State Supreme Judicial Court for approval. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.